USA Radio News.
Many Americans overwhelmingly reject transgender women being permitted to compete in sports against biological women. A Washington Post University of Maryland survey released Tuesday revealed 58% of those polled said it should not be allowed in college or professional sports. One female college track star spoke to Fox News.
We really just need to get back to focusing on having fairness in women's sports, because I think so many are afraid to see the end of women's sports with having male athletes competing within our sports. Fighting this fight now is so important so that future generations of women don't have to.
The House passed a bill Tuesday to increase security for Supreme Court justices' immediate families. 27 Democrats voted against it. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Russia is getting oil from the East. Reporter Victor Paul explains.
India and other Asian nations are becoming an increasingly vital source of oil revenues for Moscow, despite strong pressure from the U.S. not to increase their purchases as the European Union and other allies cut off energy imports from Russia in line with sanctions over its war against Ukraine. Such sales are boosting Russian export revenues at a time when Washington and allies are trying to limit financial flows supporting Moscow's war efforts.
Pennsylvania Republicans have opened impeachment proceedings against Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner. They're accusing him of what they're calling willful refusal to tackle unchecked violent crime. A trio of Keystone State House representatives who announced the measures unveiled the website StopKrasner.com so crime victims can detail their stories. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Joe Biden spent Tuesday trying to push how well the American economy is doing.
President Biden is on the road selling the economy to a friendly crowd at the 29th AFL-CIO Quadrennial Constitutional Convention inside the Philadelphia Convention Center.
We need an economy built from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down. Because I know when the middle class does well, everybody does. The wealthy do very well. They're never hurt. But I also know too often we've had an economy where the wealthy do better and better while the middle class gets left behind. So we went to work to change that and started with the American Rescue Plan. But we'll help 41 million people put food on their table. Remember, they're in trouble putting food on their table.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Disney will be unable to show its latest Pixar movie in the Toy Story franchise in at least 14 Middle Eastern and Asian countries due to homosexual content in the film. Reuters reported the movie Lightyear has an uncertain future in China, the largest global movie market. The animated children's film shows two females getting married and kissing on screen. And Philip Baker Hall, the actor known for roles in Heartache and Seinfeld, has died. He was 90. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.